She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, and we never tell you what to think, but we really do just want you to. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's Cinco de Mayo here in Tucson. It's a beautiful spring day, and I think looking at the map, it's beautiful throughout the country, so happy Cinco de Mayo. This show is sponsored by Miraval Resort and Spa, and you're not going to believe this, but we have an exciting, information-packed, content-rich, and fun show with our in-studio guest, Michael Tompkins, who's the president and general manager of Miraval Resort and Spas. Michael, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me today.
I hope you don't fall asleep in the middle of the show knowing what your schedule has been like the past month.
Not at all. I know that anytime that we have a conversation, it's always packed with a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to the show.
There is so much to cover. And as I was preparing for the show, certainly knowing everything that's going on, there are a lot of questions I want to ask you. And of course, you know, I'll never put you on the spot, but I am going to ask you a lot about the convergence of both this event that's creating quite a Twitter around the world with the spa opening and then bringing to market the new cookbook in the same week. It's like, okay, for life and balance. So why don't we start with just tell people a little bit about Miraval Resort and Spa so that they get a feel for this magnificence.
Absolutely. Miraval Resort and Spa is located on the northwest side of Tucson, Arizona, and we're at the base of the Catalina Mountains. We're an all-inclusive destination spa resort, and all-inclusive is important because it includes your meals, it includes your spa services. We have got about 385 different things that you can do on any given week at Miraval. And so it's a place where people come for a great spa vacation, and during that time, the programming is set up so that sometimes that you discover things about yourself that you never really expected. And because of that, and our philosophy of mindfulness, we've become quite well known out there in the world.
And I want to always ask you this, do you sprinkle some kind of fairy dust when the gates open and people come in? Because I've gone out there with people and they say, gosh, you can kind of feel the stress just leaving your body when you come through the gates. Is there a fairy that sits there and does sprinkled fairy dust?
No, but I will say that the land there is especially beautiful, and it does have magic to it, and it certainly adds to the aura of Miraval and the experience. And I think that part of being in the Sonoran Desert and the beauty of the nature that surrounds us is a key ingredient to what we do every day at Miraval.
And there are an insane amount of choices to make, absolutely and positively. If you want to do it, probably Miraval for the most exciting, rigorous adventure, which I have so far not done, like any of those zip lines. But I've gone out with girlfriends who could be on like Survivor. So I'm like, have fun. I'll see you in the yoga class. But there's also, if you want to just be, there are so many places to just be out there and sit and look out and the labyrinth and sit and watch the birds. So I think that it's not a frantic hurry up and sign up for classes. There's somehow the message comes through with all there is to do that it's really about your experience as a guest.
That's exactly it. And a lot of times guests will come in with the understanding of there is this wide breadth of things that you can do, whether it's mountain biking or hiking or doing zip lines or our high ropes courses or our, you know, famous Miraval equine experience. And oftentimes people come in thinking that they're going to do 10 to 15 things a day.
They do two.
And they do two or three. And that's what I think starts to unravel as people come in, because all of a sudden you're not in the world of electronics anymore and the Blackberries and the iPhones and the iPads. All of a sudden it's about breathing. It's about taking the time to de-stress and unwind and rediscover and re-energize yourself. And during that process, people go from the idea of doing all of those things to maybe just choosing three or four things a day that are a little bit more meaningful.
Now, when you started it, mm-hmm. was the no cell phone, I mean, people actually have to sign a contract mm-hmm. when they come in agreeing that they will only use the cell phone in their own rooms or in the designated cell phone area. That's a huge part of the, to me, the peacefulness and the mindfulness. I don't want to be at the pool and hear someone talking in a loud voice to their cousin in New York. And I'm a Jersey girl, so it's not a slam on New York, but like, you know, how are things going back there? I don't care. Mm-hmm. So that's enforced. Was that a mindful choice from the start?
That was a mindful choice from the start. One of the things that we enjoy at Miraval is listening to the beauty of nature. And it really allows the body to, you know, freely breathe. And because you're in a space where you don't have to listen to all of those telephones, as you said, and you can just turn off the outside world. One of the best things for me about being at Miraval is we have 500 acres, almost 500 acres of land, and really the only thing that you ever hear at Miraval is the singing of birds. It's truly, wonderful.
Truly. I mean, it's just, it's really magic. Now, I know that, and so does everybody else know, that it's one of Oprah's favorites. It's one of Ellen's favorites. Bill and Juliana are regulars. But Warren Buffett and mm-hmm. Bill Gates and people, so those are the famous people. You also have thousands of people, including young people, who say, have said to me out there, we save all year to come here. What's the unique offer that's, it's not an exclusive spa for the very rich. Mm-hmm. You don't feel that when you get there at all. All the guests are treated in a warm, really supportive way, because I'm not Oprah. Mm-hmm. And I get, it's just so wonderful. So how do you, is that a corporate value that you make sure it's not about lifestyles of the rich and famous? It's about the experience at Miraval.
It is about the experience. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is while we love that we're one of Oprah's favorite spas and that we do get visits from, you know, Warren Buffett and the like, it is a place where you can come and be yourself.
And be anonymous.
And be anonymous and be who you are. And like you said, we do get people who save all year to come to Miraval, but the value of the Miraval stay is immense. If you were to look at what it would cost to go for a hotel stay and then have a spa service and then add on three meals and all of your snacks during the day.
Transportation. And from the airport.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to compare that to a Miraval experience, because the Miraval experience is once you get there, you put your wallet away.
And you can't even tip if you get ice. Like you, it's like I feel guilty if they bring ice to your room. You have that anything I need button, which delights me. I think up things that I need so I can just push that button. What is that? I mean, and the staff are fine with it. They're like, oh, no, we don't take tips. They don't put it in their pocket quietly.
And I think that's one of the things that people enjoy, both from a staff perspective and a guest perspective, is that everybody is treated the same. It's respect. It's general common decency. And so it doesn't matter whether you're a housekeeper on staff or a doctor, you're treated exactly the same way. Likewise, if you're a celebrity or if, you know, you're Joe Smith from downtown Tucson, you are treated in the same exact high-end, luxurious experience that you would expect from a resort such as Miraval.
And I've been doing a lot of writing, and I'll be doing it now for weeks, about staycations, mm-hmm. because it is still there. We're in the recovery of challenging economic times. And you, like you mentioned, even for a family of four, if you put a plane trip in and renting a car and what all of those other expenses and three meals a day, you have special rates for Arizonans. And I think that's great, because I'm Mrs. Green. So I think that's a really nice offer. Okay, so let's talk to this about the spa. I mean, seriously, if anybody's listening now on their computer, they should just keep listening and then go to the Miraval website and take a tour of the virtual spa and be prepared to swoon. People in Tucson that I've talked to so far, and there's been a lot of national and international press, are saying this spa is going to be a game changer in the industry. Why is that? What's making it a game changer?
Well, you know, we have been known for having the best spa services and being the most innovative in terms of spa creativity out there in the market for going on 16 years. And we're fortunate enough to have some of the best providers really in the country working at Miraval. I go to work every day and I'm grateful for the amazing staff that I have.
And they stay there forever.
And they stay forever. And so, you know, even after 5 years, I'm still the new guy. And you know, when you say game changer because we finally have a facility that matches the level of service that our staff provides every day. It is breathtaking. It was designed by Clota and Methuen Architects, who did our villas at Miraval. That we tried in every way that we could to be sustainable, because you know that we're a green build company.
Committed to that, yes.
We have used some amazing products in the building that I don't think many people know about, such as Plyboo in our on our decks and our outdoor treatment decks. It's a product that looks like wood, and really it's hard to tell that it's not wood. However, it's made out of corn husks.
I'll be Googling
and
that.
Yeah, you can't wait
you
for you to
Mrs.
see
Green
it.
You got Mrs. Green
for sure. Florfolio, which is a product that it's a recycled product that looks like vinyl strips of flooring. However, when you look at it when it's applied to the floor, you cannot tell it's not a hardwood floor. And so we took the steps of being as green as possible and opened up the outside world to the inside of the building. So almost all of the space is open to the outside, whether it's the treatment rooms, the women's locker room, or our signature quiet room space. They now have outdoor spaces that go along with them.
I love that. I love that. I mean, we went to Costa Rica a long time ago, and we went to these. They were, I think they were called, I don't know, tilapias or something like that, these little huts. And it was open to this outside of nature, and what a different feeling. So that's another exciting thing. That's a game changer. And I game changer to me is such a compliment. I want to be a game changer. I want people to call me that. So it's such a compliment. It's always getting to the next level before anybody else does. Not just for that though, but to me, you tied it back to combining it with the quality of the staff that work there. That's another, to me, one of the core values that comes out about Miraval, makes it so delightful.
You know, I'd also be remiss if I didn't say that our spa is a reflection of the people of Tucson, and we're quite grateful for that. For example, this build was the first build that we did with Diversified Building here in Tucson.
Awesome.
Not only did they finish on time, but they finished on budget, which is a huge coup.
I feel like ringing the bell.
And such a great company to work for right here in Tucson. The artwork that's in the building is spectacular. We're very fortunate to have the artwork of Merlin Cohen, who is one of Tucson's best sculptors. I've looked at some of the press shots that'll be featured in some of the biggest magazines in the country, and his work that is in our spa at Miraval is just terrific. And so in a lot of ways, it's not just a celebration for Miraval, it's not just a celebration for our staff, but it's a celebration for the city of Tucson.
And there's a lot more consciousness and awareness and the business community and, you know, my social things that I'm in, there's been much more of a conscious effort on Miraval's part to be integrated into the community, and it's working. I mean, there's a buzz, and I was with, you know, Kimberly Clements the other day, and she went out as part of Angel Charity and said, my mom had never been out there. And it's like, really? So now it's a mother-daughter thing that they do for each other's birthdays. But that's a real community partnership, and I love that. Are there a couple of like unique offerings at the spa, some fun things that you want to just highlight a little bit?
Yeah, I think I can think of two off the top of my head. The first one, which is really taking the spa industry by storm, is our creation, our newest creation called Naga Thai. And Naga Thai,
how long do you have to reserve in advance for that?
You know, it'd be smart if you reserved about 3 weeks ahead of time. We have two great providers who helped our spa director, Simon Markser, develop this treatment. And that's Peter Bird and his partner, Melanie. And what they did was they created this service that's a combination of Thai massage and these silk scarves that hang on a pulley system from the ceiling and the floor. And so it's very Cirque du Soleil. The therapists use the silks to leverage their body against yours to give you a deeper stretch and open your body up even more significantly than a Thai massage. The second one I would have to say is
there going to be, will that be a YouTube that people can actually see that? Because, man, I got to visualize that one.
You know, many people don't know this, but Miraval in Tucson here was the original home of the stone massage, which is just in about every spa across the country. And I'm thinking that Naga Thai will be just about everywhere. I know that a lot of competitor sites and sites even around the world are flying into Miraval to see what we're creating, and I'm very excited about that. The second thing, you know, that I'm excited about is our partnership with Clarins. And most people would say, wow, why now? Why the partnership with Clarins as you're coming out with a new spa?
Definitely one of my questions. Why? What a vetting process. Everybody would want to be the featured partner at Miraval. So talk about that.
Well, you know, when we sought out a product line, Simon and my spa director and I went out and we narrowed it down to about three lines. And, you know, one of the things that we had to think about was that we're authentic and we're natural with the things that we do. And we try to be as organic as possible. And our staff is very conscious of that. They live their lives like that. And so we came back and we gave them the three product lines that we had come up with, and they came back to us unanimously and said, Clarins gives us the best results for treatments. And so that spoke highly of the brand.
Right.
You know that they're in many stores, many of the finest stores around the world, and they're actually one of the biggest sellers of cosmetic lines, over $1.5 billion, I believe, a year in cosmetic sales. And the owner of the company, Christian Cortan Clarins, actually flew out to Miraval to talk to the estheticians and massage therapists. And when he did, we found out that their company, for almost the last 35 years, developed sustainable farming around the world so that the herbs and flower essences that they use in the cosmetics wouldn't deplete the world of these resources. And so they knew with selling all of these products that, you know, they could use the all of the lavender available in 17 countries with the amount of lavender that in their products that they were selling. And so they've developed a system where they're reproducing the flowers and herbs in a way that's sustainable for the product line and for the earth. And that immediately resonated with Miraval and was a major decision changer for us.
And for them to have done that so long ago, now, I mean, when we're in a resource depleted planet, I mean, mm-hmm. that's really the truth. The companies that had the vision and the commitment and the foresight to do that, they're going to be very glad they did, because even when you were talking about some of the products that you that are made, the construction, there is such a need for natural resources that it's giving birth to really acceptable building products that aren't ugly, because nobody really wants ugly. We make a joke. One of our team members is moving this week and she's going to live in a yurt. And that's always my joke. And she said, it's a gorgeous yurt. And I said to her, Amy, that sounds like an oxymoron, but I'm willing to look at it. It does have electricity. And I'm like, a yurt with electricity. But when I go away for a spa experience, I want it to be beautiful because it's taking care of me. It's sustaining me. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be great about Clarins. I mean, really amazing. And he owns the company?
And he owns the company. And so, you know, getting back to your original question of what are a couple of things that are new, we've added a new VIP suite. It's 1,700 square feet. It's got a relaxation area, a two-person treatment room with a two-way fireplace that looks out to your own private jacuzzi with indoor and outdoor bathrooms.
Nice.
It's amazing. But we have some treatments in that room that are exclusive to that suite. And one of them is called Hands of Silk. And it's literally using products that are very moisturizing and this amazing massage, but it's done for couples with actually four therapists or eight hands on the two bodies. It's really, really relaxing, and it sends you over the top in terms of the best spa treatment out there.
Oh my gosh, like to eat your heart out. It sounds absolutely and positively magnificent. And to me, it is noteworthy that he owns the company, because some of the more sustainable companies that are out there, they're owned by a bigger 500-pound gorilla. So even their choices are not the same as they used to be, because it's the Pac-Man theory. So that's very encouraging to me, too. And then there's there are, to me, I want to say more traditional, wonderful. I've gotten some spa services out there that are just the people... This is going to sound really weird, but like they smell like lavender. Like you said, your staff, they walk the walk. They're not, you don't walk in there and there's, you know, fake perfume wafting through the air. They are committed to walking this life of sustainability and healthy and living mindfully. That's the feeling I always get. And they are teachers. They teach you while they're working on you. If you ask questions and all that, they really know what they're doing.
They do. You know, we have very low turnover rates in terms of staff at Miraval. And when I think of our estheticians, you know, I believe there's, you know, maybe more than 13 of them that have been there 10 years or longer. And so they know skin, they know skincare and products. And our massage therapists are exactly the same way. They're intuitive around feeling tension and stress in your body and coming up with the best way of teaching you how to avoid that in the future after you've left Miraval.
Yeah, I had a massage therapist change what I asked for based on what she felt was going on with me. Mm-hmm. And boy, was she right. I was like, ow, I didn't even know that hurt. So we are going to have to take a short break. The time is flying. I knew it would. I am interviewing Michael Tompkins from Miraval Resort and Spa. They just had the new spa opening, and when we come back, we're going to talk some about the cookbook.
Looking forward to
Mindful
it.
Eating. I can't wait. Please stay here with us.
University of Arizona professor John Pollard asked the students in the Posada San Pedro Hall to consider bringing solar energy to the dorm. Just 3 years later, the Solar Cats, a group of students who took up the cause, have installed 44 solar panels on the dorm, saving 20,000 kilowatt hours of energy and reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 14 metric tons every year. Talk about students with a sunny future. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
She's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you, and you want to spend eternity with her. She deserves nothing less than the best, an Abbott Taylor original. A diamond engagement ring as exceptional as she is that will make her eyes sparkle every time she sees it. Because we design and make our own jewelry, we can create something wonderful for every budget. I'm Abbott Taylor. I'd like to invite you to come see what Abbott Taylor Jewelers has waiting for you. With 35 years and thousands of original jewelry designs, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. We're proud to say using recycled gold, we have saved over 100 million pounds of toxic waste from this planet. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. Did you know that the 2012 VW Beetle has been completely redesigned, that it has exciting new features, look, and performance, and that it is one of Oprah's best things for 2012? The best news is Chapman VW has them in stock. Check out the new Beetle at Chapman VW at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan, or visit them at TucsonVW.com. Be sure to tell them that Mrs. Green sent you.
You know how they say your donation to Goodwill changes lives?
Well, it's true.
It's true.
Well, it's true.
Goodwill.
Goodwill gave my son a chance.
My mom, hope.
My brother, a sense of purpose.
And help my dad find a job.
Goodwill helps thousands of people.
People like us every year.
People like us.
Every year.
Your donations to Goodwill do change lives. Please donate today.
Grow one. Save a million. Did you know the average shave uses roughly 5 gallons of water? That's why Budweiser and Living Lands and Waters are asking adult men to pledge not to shave for a few weeks to help save 1 million gallons of water for World Environment Day. Head to Budweiser's Facebook page to learn more. Together, we can grow one to save a million. Grab some buds and take the pledge. World Environment Day is June 5th.
Welcome back, everybody. We are indeed celebrating good times. Come on. And I think sometimes when I'm broadcasting, you can see me smile because I'm smiling. This whole interview is just so much fun for me. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We certainly aren't telling you what to think. We are asking you to. So much to think about. We have in studio Michael Tompkins, who's the president and general manager of Miraval Resort and Spa. Say that fast 5 times. And before I forget, which I do when I get all excited, please remember that I am here live every Saturday at noon with incredible guests like Michael, and you can listen on your iPhone or Droid, which I have asked massive numbers of people to do when I'm out of town. I'm like, oh, get your iPhone out, because you can listen to Mrs. Green on your phone. And if you miss the show, remember it's all about the podcast. The podcasts live on my website. Our downloads are flying out of here. It's wonderful because then you can listen on your time and re-listen if you forget things like me. So they're right there for your listening pleasure. And of course, my kingdom to reach 5,000 on Facebook. I think the last time you were here, Michael, I was under 2, and now I'm getting close to 4. But it's Mrs. Green's world. It's just so fun. It's a very viral, authentic growth. And I think we have to talk a little bit about, we're doing a contest with you, and it's about the cookbook. And it started on Tuesday, and we post a new question every Monday. So we're hoping, like, okay, maybe Miraval, because you have 22,000, like, 900. But when we first started to partner, there you had 9,000.
You know, back in, actually, in January of last year, we had just under 2,000, and we're at almost 23,000 as of this morning.
Don't make me so sad. And like, and Cindy will say, yeah, but they're Miraval. It's like, I say, I want to get to 5,000. That's unbelievable. So it's, you're kidding.
No.
And I started posting, and now I look, and it's like, you're almost at 23,000. It was like 23,986, I think, this morning.
It's very reassuring that we're getting our message out there in the social media.
Indeed, you are. I love it. And our team, it posts on a regular basis because why? We've all been out there and we heart Miraval. Okay, so join me on Facebook and Twitter. I always say on Saturdays, let's crash Twitter. I have goals, just like everybody else does. So let's, someday we'll crash Twitter. So the cookbook. Mm-hmm. I think we can spend most of the rest of the time on the cookbook, but I do have to ask you some questions about, you know, I think Steve Case is an amazing human being and his involvement and his vision for what this would become and all that. But the cookbook, it's called Mindful Eating, Miraval. I have it here in my hot little hand. I can't show people, which makes me sad, but it is, it's not just a gorgeous work of art that makes you want to eat the cover. There are lots of incredible recipes in it. So talk a little bit about why the cookbook and why the same week as the spa opening. It's like, are you all crazy?
Well, you know, for the answer for that, you'd have to go back 3 years, because 3 years ago, our CEO, Philippe Bourguignon, and I and our leadership team sat down and we said, okay, when this economy comes back out of it, and we were just about to go into the sharp decline that all of us felt, we said, how do we come out of this economy and be ahead of the pack, stronger? And so what we decided was we would, thankfully, you mentioned Steve Case earlier, he decided to invest a significant amount of capital into our property, and we were grateful enough to get our new spa, which is just amazing. And then second of all, we came out with the number one guest request, which was a cookbook. And through that process, I developed a relationship with Hay House Publishing. And I'm very excited to say that beginning in January of 2013, we actually have 6 new Miraval Expert books coming out that will join Mindful Eating.
I love it.
And this is the first announcement of that. But
I love it. This requires the ringing of the bell. You're heard it first on Mrs. Green's World.
So the exciting part about Mindful Eating is that the sales are brisk. It's a wonderful cookbook with over 300 recipes. If you're in Tucson today, our pastry chef, Kim Macy, will be live signing books at Barnes & Noble at the Tucson Foothills Mall. And we're excited about the compilation of recipes that we've put in the book. They're all healthy. They're all easy to get the ingredients at any grocery store. It's our signature food that everybody wants. It's our guest favorites. They taste great. They look great. And best of all, they're healthy for you.
And I'm a picky eater. And you and I have talked about this. I see like a green smoothie and I'm like, oh, well, I had, I think, my first green smoothie out there. So now Mr. and Mrs. Green, thank you, Mr. Green, have smoothies every day, packed with kale and spinach, very similar to the recipe in there, and bee pollen, our friend Jim Gentile with his Arizona bee pollen, which does help with allergies and all of that. Was there a conscious, mindful decision that the ingredients were readily available? A lot of cookbooks like this, you look at them and you're like, really? I have to send for this spice to New York or India or go to 17 Chinese markets? I don't want to do that. This food is delicious, but it's readily available.
You know, that was a conscious decision because, you know, at Miraval, we like to cook with clean, healthy, readily available food. The freshest food available is always the freshest tasting when it hits the plate. And so, you know, our chefs, Chad Luce and Justin Klein Macy and Kim Macy, put together an amazing collection of food. And then we added the talents of Janelle Lupiani, who's our registered dietitian, to not only look at the calorie contents and fat and fiber and carbohydrates that are in each of the dishes that are in that book, but how they balance with your body and how we use them as our food as fuel. And so in addition to that, we looked at what is the easiest and best way to get them from the grocery store? What's going to make it most convenient for our guests when they take this book home or when they get it at home if they've never been at Miraval? So this is our way of translating some of the Miraval experience to home with our guests and with those who haven't had the good fortune of coming to Miraval yet.
So you've seen us out there. Do you know what Cindy and I went and looked for first? See if you can remember the thing that we're the happiest
about. I absolutely do. You looked for our chocolate chip cookies.
We did. We absolutely did. She goes, I wonder if the chocolate chip cookie recipe is in there. And that is great that you remember it, because to me, if I want to go and have a mindful experience and have fun and relax and enjoy it, I still want a little bit of chocolate. That's part of my divine pleasure. So we are there. We're hovering. We're the lurkers waiting for the fresh hot chocolate chip cookies to come out in the afternoon.
Even on top of that, you know, people, when they go to a destination spa, they think small portions, lack of taste in the
dry,
food, dry.
Awful.
And that's not what our food is about. And
at
on top
all.
Of that, we also serve alcohol, which is a rarity for a destination spa. And in the cookbook itself, there's mindful recipes for cocktails that cut the calories considerably by using different sweeteners like agave syrup as opposed
to
sugars.
Right. There's some really, really great poolside opportunities out there. Even the Bloody Marys. I mean, it's really awesome to do that. That's another part of the fun. It's not about depriving. It's about sustaining yourself. And that's a part of it. Have a glass of wine. It relaxes me. I mean, it's really an awesome, wonderful thing. I can't believe you remembered that about the chocolate chip cookies. The other thing is, and I think this was probably conscious, a lot of the ingredients you can get at your local farmer's market. You can grow some of the spices easily in little containers, mint and all of those, you know, rosemary, thyme, some of those things, not thyme so much, but rosemary. There are things that you can, basil, that are not huge. You don't use massive amounts, and you can grow them, and they're delicious. That's what was the big shock to me, is like, I really like this.
And you know, people would be surprised at how easy organic or home gardening is. You know, for us, we have an organic garden for many of our herbs that we use in all of our dishes, and it's a strip of land off the front of our dining room that's probably 4 feet wide by maybe 35 feet long, and we're serving our entire guest population out of that. And so, you know, if you do have the container gardens on your back porch, it's an excellent source for a lot of the fresh herbs that, you know, we use every day in our cooking.
Impress the heck out of your guests that you have over for dinner by making this really good stuff. And I remember one of the first times I went, the portion came and it looked really small.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's disgusting in America, the portions. I mean, James and I'll go out and we're like, we split. And then sometimes we split and bring stuff home because it's almost egregious how awful the over serving is. And I was full. You mm-hmm. eat slowly, you eat mindfully, you're relaxed, and there was nothing left on my plate, but it was delicious and satisfying.
Well, you know, you also have to remember that we have on-staff nutritionists and registered dietitians that take that food and balance it perfectly for your body. So when you get the portions that you get, some of the things come out and look small. However, when you consume them with the entire meal and everything that's on the plate, you find that you're satiated. And it's taking that time to check in with your body and realize that you are getting enough and you don't need those extra calories. You never go hungry at Miraval, but I will say that no matter how much exercise or even if you're just laying by the pool all day, you don't go hungry meal to meal, but at mealtime, you're ready to eat.
Ready to eat. Absolutely and positively right. And you can always go get a smoothie mm-hmm. and like a guilt-free smoothie. So if you're hungry, you can walk up there and have something that they put all these things in and it tastes good. I love that part. Now, can you talk a little bit about, I cannot imagine. I just finished the first draft of my book, which is the first time I'm saying that live on the radio. We'll get to talk about that. The first draft, needless to say, I said I finished my book. No, I did not. I finished mm-hmm. the first draft. The collaborative process. I wrote my book.
Mm-hmm.
This was the work of many. What did the process look like? Did Chef Chad, did you gather everybody together and work on, we're going to use this recipe, we're not going to use this? How did the process work and the number of hours while you're still running Miraval Resort and Spa?
It was a labor of love for sure. And the first one was most difficult because we didn't know the process like you when you're writing your book. So when we first started out, we had a woman who helped us in the kitchen to make sure that the recipes were all written the same so that teaspoons and tablespoons and all of the initials and things like that, were as they were.
Things that you have to think about, right.
Exactly. And then we took four of our chefs that we had on staff pretty much equally and asked them to contribute recipes for the book, and that was Chef Chad.
Top chef.
Yeah, Justin, Klein Macy, Kim Macy, his wife, who's our pastry chef, and J.D. Martin. And those four contributed all a stack of recipes for us. Then what we did was we put that on a chart to make sure that we had enough chicken dishes and meat dishes and fish dishes and salads and those sorts of things to make sure
and
that the book compilation
and desserts
was great.
And exactly. Cocktails, yeah.
And so, you know, once we had that process down, we started writing the non-cooking pieces of the book. And I did some of those and edited some of those. And we were very fortunate again to work with another Tucson-based company, Many Hats Advertising, and Cindy Neighbors
Cindy's
and her team.
Amazing.
They did a great job in helping us get that together. And the final piece, of course, was the editing process with House Publishing and their creative team, as well as the photographer. The photographer for our book actually did Martha Stewart's cookbooks prior to coming and doing the Miraval cookbook. I simply said three things to her. I want clean, I want it to look as organic as possible, and I want the food to be the celebration on the plate. And I think that in this cookbook, that came out
it
really strong.
So colorful, yeah. So colorful. Now, I do want to talk about, there's a tactile component to this that we were laughing off air, because when I got it, I started running my hands over what looks like, it does look like blades of grass. And mm-hmm. I'm saying, well, this is so interesting. And I just feel it. So what's that all about? Share with everybody.
You know, when you come for a Miraval experience, it's really an opening of the senses. It's the whole mind, body, spirit approach, but celebrating the five senses and becoming aware. That's part of living in the now and celebrating mindfulness. And so we knew that our recipes were healthy and delicious. We knew that the cookbook and what was written when people read it had a great feel about it. The photography looked great, so visually it's stunning. But we wanted to incorporate as many of the senses as we could. And so with the photography, we noticed that most of the cactuses here in the Sonoran Desert have ribbing on them. And so we did a little ribbing up the front cover. So everybody who picks up the book always rubs their hand across it. And I think it's become a favorite.
It is. And I was so glad I picked up on that. You knew the chocolate chip answer and I got right there. And I'm saying, Michael, what is this? I love this. I keep rubbing my hands over it. So that's a really another great aspect of it. I have not read any of the content yet. It just got here a couple of days ago. But another thing about the photographs is they are so colorful. And that may sound weird, but the color just pops off the page. And to photograph food, I've watched that, how it's made and how it's done. Photographing food is the most challenging thing that there is.
You know, but one of the things that people don't realize is that food that you get that's out in typical restaurants that we all eat at is loaded with fats and salts. And the fats will actually take down the vibrancy of the colors of fresh fruits and vegetables. And because at Miraval, it is low fat and low salt intake, the colors of the berries that they use and the ingredients that they use in the sauces that go on the plate are much more vibrant than you would get out at a typical restaurant. And I think that it portrays quite well in the photographs in the cookbook.
It does. It really does. It just jumps off. And then there's some of the things that I probably won't do. Like there's one chocolate dessert, and I don't know what it is. It looks like there's a little ravioli on top of it, and I know that's not it. And I'm thinking, probably not going to be able to do that beautiful thing. So but you want that in a cookbook. You don't want to just have it be mom's home cooking that you can just schlep together. So I thought that was, if you really want to go over the top and cook for guests or make a special dinner, it offers that in a doable way as well. You don't have to go buy 16 different Cuisinart attachments to make this happen. That's, what to me, very mindful and respectful.
And it's part of the Miraval philosophy of all-inclusiveness. You know, at Miraval, there's always something for you to do, and you choose what your experience is. And like you said, people sometimes come for the adventure part, others come for the spa experience and just to have great luxurious treatments. But we want to be and have something for every level of our guests. And so whether you're an avid hiker or a really experienced hiker, we want to be able to provide all of those things for you. And it's the same with our cookbook. If you're a novice in the kitchen, great. But if you're an expert, you'll also find things in this cookbook that'll intrigue you.
And everything in between. And that's another thing that I love. The first time I went there, I didn't do one thing. I sat outside and I literally walked around almost in a stupor. It was a very stress-filled time. It was a hard year for us. And my friend and I were out there. And she said, you know, what do you want to do? And I said, can we have a glass of wine and sit on the back patio? And she was relieved. It was like, yes, instead of organizing up. You know what I mean? Okay, we're going to take a short break, a very short break, I hope. We are having a wonderful time with Michael Tompkins, president and general manager of Miraval. Please stay here with us.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green with some great news about the all-new 2012 VW Passat. It's 2012 Motor Trend Car of the Year, best-in-class for legroom, and has standard Bluetooth technology. VW thought of everything by giving the Passat a brand-new, sleek design that conveys confidence and assertiveness. If you're looking for the best ownership experience possible and a great new Passat, visit Chapman Tucson at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan.
What if you had simple and easy solutions to live, work, and play green? Green Living Magazine, the premier green lifestyle magazine, brings you the latest in organic cooking, gardening, health and wellness, chef and celebrity interviews, as well as easy solutions to clean up your everyday life. Visit greenlivingaz.com for the latest in green news. Buy your subscription and view our network videos. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and again at greenlivingaz.com.
At the University of Arizona, we're putting solar know-how to work. And it's not just our researchers. Our students are on the job as well. Our student solar racing team, using recycled solar cells from NASA, designed and built a car from scratch that gets the equivalent of over 3,000 miles per gallon. Talk about students who will go far. Really, really far. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Grow one. Save a million. Did you know the average shave uses roughly 5 gallons of water? That's why Budweiser and Living Lands and Waters are asking adult men to pledge not to shave for a few weeks to help save 1 million gallons of water for World Environment Day. Head to Budweiser's Facebook page to learn more. Together, we can grow one to save a million. Grab some buds and take the pledge. World Environment Day is June 5th.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Our in-studio guest today is President and General Manager of Miraval Resort and Spa, Michael Tompkins. We are having an incredibly great time, and the time is flying. And we've talked about the opening, the exciting week, and the timing for you to be here when you've been on, you know, Fox News in New York and now Mrs. Green's World is incredible. And thank you, because I know what your schedule has been like. 6 cities. Yes, I mean, everywhere. You've been everywhere.
Thank you.
I watch.
You know, I appreciate coming on this show, because when the economic downturn happened a couple of years ago, a lot of people in Tucson and Phoenix didn't know about us. And so you were one of the first people that we reached out to how do we get the message that we're here in Tucson, and Miraval's a great place to come for a staycation. And certainly, Mrs. Green, you helped out considerably with that.
Thank you. It was not hard. You talk about a labor of love. So you had the opening of of world-class game-changing spa this week. The Facebook was fun to watch. It was countdown, 14 hours. Lauren did a great job, or whoever was doing that. I'm checking back like every 2 hours saying how many more hours, because I am connected. And then the cookbook was officially May 1st.
May 1st. It's available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
And I had pre-ordered, so I did, because I knew you were coming on and I was going to get it anyway. So talk about with the convergence of those two things and all that involves. I've been out there, blessed to have been out there quite a few times for different reasons, and there is a calm, not frantic. People aren't running around going, oh my gosh, blah, 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 I guess just got here and we didn't have them on the roster, blah, blah, blah. There's none of that. They might be feeling it, but they're going behind some closed door that I'm not seeing it, and it's good because I don't want to see it. How do you, your leadership, you, and it has to come even from, Steve Case, there's a sense of mindfulness and life in balance. You cannot fake that. You cannot fake mindfulness, because if I'm a whirling dervish, you're going to pick it up right away. Mm-hmm. So what do you do to practice that and to reinforce it in stressful times like this with deadlines and photographers and, meet the press?
Well, for us, you have to balance the stress with the excitement of what's happening. And so, at Miraval, our philosophy is about mindfulness, which is living in the moment. And living in the moment means that I'm 100% attentive to what's happening now. And so I'm not thinking about what's happening at my spa now. I'm not thinking about the deadlines that I have. I'm thinking about the interview that I'm having with Mrs. Green right now. Because being in the moment is when you make your best decisions. And so the mindfulness philosophy that we have really is a tenet across our entire community at Miraval and the property, and certainly something that we reinforce not only with our staff but also with our guests. If you look at a second philosophy that we have, that is personal choice is paramount. We all have choices that we make in life, and sometimes they're not the best choices and sometimes they are, but we realize that everybody makes the choices that they make at any given time for whatever's going on in their life. And if we can help provide tools that can give them options within those choices that might be a better, healthier lifestyle or a different option in terms of looking at things in a less stressful way, or in terms of the glass half full as opposed to the half empty, then we've met our goal. And so I think that, as leadership of Miraval, we try to instill that in the staff. We talk about respect and we treat each other equally. We smile quite a bit and we mean it when we smile.
Totally.
We say good morning to each other and good afternoon. And I think that, our guests are even surprised when they're walking down the sidewalks in between the rooms and the activities that they're going to, how many people say hello and good morning to them. And what they realize soon is that it's not just the staff that's doing it, but it's the other guests. It becomes infectious. And so that way of being, of stopping all the craziness and being in the moment. And of course, the way to do that is through your breath and focusing on your breath and stopping to take a deep inhale and breathe is a huge benefit to each of us. And I think that's what we try to remind ourselves of every day.
And when you bring in someone at a higher corporate level, which you have, mm-hmm. what's the integration process? Because that's not typical. I have been part of major corporations. I have, I've worked on Wall Street. There is something to the corporate culture. And when you bring someone in, there's kind of like a disturbance in the force normally. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Is there a process, or is it by example? What do you do?
There is a process. And thankfully, we have an exceptional human resources team that filters through the applicants that we get online or the ones that come in through our door to see immediately if they're a Miraval fit or not. And then if the process goes well through the interviewing a candidate at Miraval, we invite one of those leaders in for a stay to come as a Miraval guest to see what we're about to,
spend time.
With my experience, it was a 3-night or 4-night stay when I first came to Miraval. And I thought it was for me to learn about Miraval, but what it really is for Miraval to learn about me.
Right, right.
And so the people that work on the property then can give feedback about the candidate to see whether or not they're the right fit. It's worked out quite well for us. And like like I said, I believe that we have a less than 5% managerial turnover for the last 4 years, and that's a huge testament to the staff that I work with every day and the amazing management team that I have.
And Eve, I know one of the people that left, and she's a huge Miraval fan. It was the right thing to do. She was going on to something else that was wonderful and had done what she came to do there. So it's not antagonistic or ugly. It's a wonderful, the one person that I do know is, she connected me to Miraval. So I'm like doing a big shout out to her.
And you know, the interesting thing is, because I know the woman that you're referring to, is that she was at Miraval for over 7 years. And so, you know, people don't realize the longevity and the staff of everyday people that are there. It's an amazing, amazing thing to have the employee retention that we have at Miraval. It creates that guest staff relationship in a different modality when the guest comes back year after year for 16 years and they're still getting the smoothie made from the same woman they did on their very first Miraval experience.
I know. And of course, one of the first places I hit is the gift shop, because mm-hmm. there's gorgeous clothes and, I mean, purses and all of this really cool stuff. And two times ago when I went in, I act like I'm a regular, like every week, I wish, but I went back and the woman said, "Oh, hi, how are you?" And she absolutely knew. And she said, "Are you one of the villa owners?" And I looked at her and I went, "Not yet." It was just, I didn't even skip a beat, but she absolutely remembered me. And it was a very warm, sincere, genuine welcome. So I think that's really awesome.
That's great. And by the way, we have our first villa resale up for sale now. So if you do want to come, we'd love to have you as our new Miraval owner.
I would be really happy to sign you right up. I think I would be a permanent year-round resident. It's really gorgeous. Now, let's segue to a little bit about, it's usually been historically for women a spa. I'm going on a spa weekend with my girlfriend. We're going on a girlfriend getaway. We're going to the spa, a mother-daughter thing. When I've been out there, whether it's just for business, for meetings, and observing, it seems to me that there are a lot more men. Is that mm-hmm. something that you see trending at Miraval?
That is a trend that we're seeing at Miraval. And I think the biggest trend that we're seeing at Miraval is leadership teams from major corporations using us as
goosebumps.
A site for training and learning, whether it's around team building or new ways of creativity or stepping out of the box, whatever it might be. We've had some of Fortune 500's best company leadership come to Miraval. Examples, Microsoft, Nike, the list goes on and on, Google, Motorola, all of their leadership teams have come to Miraval to learn about mindfulness and to learn how to strengthen their highest level management teams. And, you know, we have some really great companies right here in Tucson and in Phoenix. And I happened to look at the top 10 employers in Phoenix and noticed that none of their executive teams have actually come to Miraval.
So we got to get on that.
Exactly. I
mean, seriously.
If we're training Google and Microsoft in techniques of how to advance, I'd sure like to have one of the Tucson companies
come
to us.
That is something. And you know, you and I will conspire about this, because that's like Mrs. Green will be all over that. Why haven't you done that? Because it is discovering this magical place in your own backyard. And from a company's perspective, they wouldn't have to fly everybody to someplace, you know, in Northern California. Why would they? Mm-hmm. When you could just, you know, take some vans, compressed natural gas vans, I'm sure, down the road to come to Miraval. And then what I've seen are more couples,
yes.
men coming and realizing that it's really not just about a manicure and a pedicure. It isn't at all. There's so many other things to do there that are fun.
You know, I would be remiss if I didn't say that the women come first. They always come first, and then on a second or third or fourth visit, after telling their husband how great it is,
I'm working on it.
The husband finally comes, and then they fall in love with Miraval as well. But, you know, women always make the best decisions first, and it takes the men a short distance to before they get on board.
It is. That's a great answer. It really is. Such a truthful answer. Speaking of men, we have maybe 4 or 5 minutes left. Before I ever met you, before I ever went out to Miraval, I've been watching Steve Case since forever. And the kind of man that he is, the moves that he makes, how he shows up on the planet. Even now, I know through Jim Gentile working so hard, he and his wife Jean, about science and technology and education, Startup America. He's everywhere, Zipcar. So what type of footprint does he leave with each of you? Does he find the right people and then run all of these megalopolis businesses that he's doing? Or to me, leadership sets the pace of the leader, pace of the team. I just believe that. So what about his core values in terms of what you're doing to change lives at Miraval?
Well, you know, when I think of our owners, Steve and Jean Case, I think about how wonderful and generous they are, and how from day one that I met them, they've always treated me with respect and kindness. And I see that reflected in our staff as well. And I think that's very helpful in creating the community. But in terms of Miraval, they've been very giving. You know, during the downturn of the economy, it's not every business here in Tucson that was fortunate enough to build a multi-million dollar spa, to have the villa sales that we had, and and have the support of ownership behind us to know that the mission that we have is very important. And it's a mission that's important to them and how they give back to the world. And so I know that they believe in the principles of mindfulness. I know that Miraval is very near and dear to their heart. I know that through Mrs. Case's most recent battle with breast cancer and Steve's brother's brain cancer that he had, that they support many numerous missions around that. But that the things that they contribute to in this country are very important for sustaining it. And so when you look at companies like Zipcar and how we can make the place a make the world a better place to live, I think they've been very supportive around that, both personally and professionally. And I think that is replicated in the staff of all of their companies.
You can't just have that disconnect anymore. There's too much transparency, and it comes out. It's coming out everywhere that you can think of. So in these last minutes, I mean, we talked about the spa, we talked about the cookbook, we talked about the leadership. How do you keep in balance? Because you are the leader out there. How do you personally, for what you can share with us, how do you maintain that mindfulness when at times it has to be challenging? It's not robotic. Mm-hmm. It's practice. So what steps do you take that you would like to share with everybody on, you know, the radio that's going all over the world about taking care of Michael Tompkins?
You know, at Christmas I was given a nice book that was a very simple read by Eckhart Tolle, and it was about creating mindfulness in your life by walking your dog every day. And I have a wonderful little dog that
I
get up every morning and walk. And it's the time that I spend with her that starts my day that makes me think about just being with her and seeing her and how she's reacting to living in the moment, because animals do that every single day. And then, you know, living in a spa actually translates to that at home as well. And so I've created a backyard space that's representative of a spa experience. I have a wonderful lap pool. And, you know, when I feel like it, I sit in my backyard and pull up my book and look out at that amazing Tucson mountain view. And I'm thankful for the wonderful blessings that I've been given in this life, both in my career and in my personal life.
And it helps that I cannot overemphasize the nature part. I'm so glad that was your answer, because it's not something about going to a spa that you live your life doing. It's about, I've put stuff up on my Facebook that I took a walk this morning and I actually stopped my walk to listen to the birds. I'm not power walking through it so that I miss that there were all the Palo Verdes. It's a gorgeous place to be right now. Mm-hmm. It's we have yellow everywhere and flowers, and the cactus are in bloom. It's a beautiful place. But even in doing that, you have to be mindful, and a dog is a perfect example. They get excited about everything. They see a butterfly, and they're jumping around, and they see this, and they stop to smell everything, and they are experiencing life. It's wonderful. So that's a good thing, and then you get to go and carry that through your day. Get out in nature, to me. And I've been walking in Ventana Canyon by myself, and nothing centers me more than the way that nature just works. It just shows up every day. And if I'm feeling absolutely at the end, the best thing that we can all do is go out somewhere. Even if you're in New York City, you can go to Central Park or Battery Park. There are little pockets of joy in cities just get out there and listen to what's going on, because it'll just remind you.
Well, you know, for me, even when I'm working at my desk at work, I try to limit the work time to 45 minutes of sitting, and getting up after 45 minutes and go out and walk around the property, have a little bit of nature, but also get a little human contact, say
hi to people,
interact. And, you know, I think that's important. I feel so sorry for the people who work in cubicles every day. But to me, even if you work at a cubicle, you can get up and just take a walk around your space.
I am so sad that this is over. We are going to have to wrap it up. I got the cue. There's the music I want to talk about next week. We have Bill DeBuise, and I made a joke about that. His name looks like DeBuise, but he wrote a book about arid lands in the Southwest and the climate change that's going to impact all of us living here. He's a national best-selling author. We're going to have a call-in from Simon Markser, who is the spa director at Miraval, so you won't want to miss this show either. Michael, thank
He's
you
really
so much.
He's a really talented guy. I am so excited.
Thank you for being with us. Everybody, make it a great green week, and thank you so much for being a part of Mrs. Green's World. Visit my website, mrsgreensworld.com. Blessings.